Family and friends of Lou Thesz have gathered this week in St. Louis to remember a great professional wrestler. Lou Thesz died last month at the age of 86. He won a string of wrestling championships starting in the Great Depression. Thesz was one of the last wrestling champions who actually competed rather than performing in matches with preordained outcomes. His friends say Thesz hated the pro wrestling that most of us know, a glittering farce in which masked characters break chairs over each other's heads. Retired wrestler Sputnik Monroe claims that Lou Thesz could have wrecked some of today's champions. Monroe knew Lou Thesz when the champion stood 6'2" and weighed 225 pounds.
Lou Thesz was Mr. Wrestling personified. He looked the part, very handsome guy. He had cauliflower ears. He was the whole ball of wax.
Thesz trained in the skills of Greco-Roman wrestling, and he said he loved his one-on-one sport. He loved knowing that when he won a match, it was his individual achievement. And though he won his last championship in the 1950s, he kept wrestling for decades afterward. At the end of a career that took him around the world, Lou Thesz still remembered the day that he was racing to a match and missed a flight at the New Orleans airport. He was furious. He hated being late for a match. And then news came that the plane he missed had crashed. He ruminated about the episode in his autobiography, a passage that his widow Charlie read aloud this week.
"To have survived all those years while driving and flying millions of miles, skipping meals, never getting enough rest, suffering constant aches and pains, and having to contend with thieves, gangsters, and even murderers. One had to be very damned lucky to make it, much less enjoy success. It's been a wild, exciting ride." And that just sums up Lou's life and how he viewed it. And his favorite expression was, "I just wish I could do it again."
Lou Thesz continued wrestling into his 70s, even after he had his hip replaced. And he only retired when that artificial hip buckled during a match. He wrestled that last match a decade ago in Japan, where he'd become a celebrity. Lou Thesz was 86 years old.